You mentioned a while ago a story about Ajahn Chah. He cultivated the Brahma Vihara of Metta, I think. We were talking to Ajahn Leo because Ajahn Leo has all these responsibilities and duties, and Ajahn Leo acutely or with insight has cultivated the Brahma Vihara of equilibrium. And as I've never met Ajahn Chah, it cast a very interesting light on his character, because, you know, he was a very strong person, but yet he cultivated deliberately the quality of loving kindness, which perhaps brought everybody in. I just wondered if you could talk a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know that how conscious it was, but certainly his being manifested loving kindness and exemplified that quality of metta, and that was always the feeling that one had drawing close to him, that he had tremendous loving kindness and compassion. Two people, he always had kind of time, he always had this warmth that drew people in, people felt comfortable with him, drawn to his warmth. Different people have different characters or different personalities, and Ajahn Leo has a bit more of an aloof personality, and his sort of take on it, his kind of wry comment of saying, I just kind of stating, oh yeah, Ajahn Chah had tremendous loving kindness, and his sort of his spiritual faculty. The barmy of loving kindness was really full. He said, and then he said, lots of loving kindness, that's really tiring. I'm putting more attention on equanimity. Papu Beka. it was a certain wry comment. And difference of temperament, the difference of focus. But I think it's important to recognize that, these different teachers and different practitioners that have experienced some kind of accomplishment, they're not cookie cutter personality types. They cover a whole range of being, and I think it's helpful to to see the different types of people who are accomplished teachers, and recognize that one doesn't have to try to be something that one isn't. One of the quotes that I really like is from the Hasidic tradition of a renowned Hasidic teacher, Susya, he once said that in teaching, he said, when I die and I'm meet my maker, God won't ask me, why were you not more like Moses? He'll ask me, he'll ask me, why were you not more like Susya? And so it's like, yeah, you have to. It's not about trying to be something you aren't. So you're really learning how to understand how to be who you are.